Welcome back to the pod with your boy Dave on Social BJJ. We're going to be talking about, should upper belts go easy on lower belts? Going easy by basically meaning letting them win in training to let them grow. Or do you think it creates like kind of a false confidence, if you will, within them? I'm gonna get my take on this, obviously, like I always do. I personally, as an upper belt, you go through the journey. You were at one point you were a lower belt, and then you're an upper belt. Well, let's start off when I was a lower belt. Let's start off there. When I was a lower belt, did I want the brown belts, the black belts, the purple belts, even blue belts? When I was a white belt, just starting, did I want them to go easy on me? No, not really. Did I want them to go like really aggressive and destroy me, like, you know, 10 times in a round? Not that either. No, I didn't want it to be that extreme, but I didn't want it to feel like I was hopeless. Like, because you can roll, like, an upper belt can definitely make a white belt second guess, triple guess every single move by just laying there and not doing anything with a bored look on their face. Then the white belt is like, oh, should I do this? Or should I put my arm here? And if you're upper belt, you know you've been here at one point in time, right? You know, like, you can, the upper belt can just sweep the white belt and not even get up. Sweep them like 3 or 4 times and not even get up. Not even chase it and just sit there. And just mental warfare, right? So there's a lot of things going on in that situation that upper belts can do physically and emotionally and mentally to dominate. Some would even say spiritually to dominate these lower belts. And should they? Well, I do think, one, your training environments definitely plays a factor into it. The other thing I think is genders, right? Like, if we're talking about a male upper belt versus a female, you know, lower belt, or a female upper belt versus a male lower belt, that kind of just changes the dynamic in totality, right? It just kind of changes everything about it. But let's just say we're talking about the same gender, just to keep everything even and on focus as much as possible, right? So in this case, me as the lower belt in that time, like, I wanted aggressive roles. And for me, if I subbed the purple belt, I'm hanging my head up high. And I'm not thinking in my head, oh, he let me get that. And like, nah, I subbed you. Because when we roll, you sub me 3, 4, 5 times. So if I got you one time, I got you. I got you. I'm coming. Even if you let me do it, right? Even if you let me do it. But in my head, I got you. I got you. Like, it's only a matter of time before this is consecutive. You know how you were getting me consecutively? Now I'm going to get you consecutively. That's my mind. But maybe I just has that false sense of, you know, security or false sense of confidence. And maybe it's not necessarily a bad thing because that kept helping me push, right? But at the same time, upper belts, if you do that, what do you learn out of the role? If you just allow the white belts or lower belts to do whatever that they want, that's boring for you, right? Sure, maybe you could put yourself in a dangerous position and get out of it, right? But that's kind of boring. Sometimes you got to turn it up, right? I feel like, you know, every single time you roll, you shouldn't be smashing them. But every single time you roll, you shouldn't be just letting them do anything either. It has to be like a happy medium in between, right? Where the upper belt's role, honestly, is to humble the lower belts. I feel like that's kind of the duty, to let them know, like, hey, jiu-jitsu does work, and there are levels to this, right? And you can aspire to be on a higher level. You just got to train hard, and you got to put work into it. I think that's necessary for upper belts to do, to show, like, there is a difference. Now, you probably listen to my other podcast about belts. Do I think belts matter? Absolutely not. But if you are someone who has more experience than somebody else, you just got to let them know, like, hey, jiu-jitsu is a thing. You get better as time progresses. Don't let them think that they can just come in and sub you, because then what's the point of them continuing if they come in and they're beating the coach right off the bat? They're beating all the upper belts right off the bat. Why would they keep coming there? probably going to go to a different gym and train with other people. I know I would. The moment that I felt, you know, I've trained at probably like 8 different gyms. And sometimes, you know, you go head to head with the head instructor and you're like, oh, well, maybe there's not much I can learn from here. Maybe I got to go somewhere else. Right. And it's not that you should be gym hopping or things like that. We're going to have a whole podcast on loyalty, whether or not like you should have loyalty as a customer or not. But for this discussion on whether upper belts should go easy on lower belts, as an upper belt now and given my perspective on it, I don't think so because now every role that I get with a lower belt, it seems like they're coming after my belt. Like they want to wear my belt. Not all the time. I shouldn't say all the time, but it does feel like it sometimes, right? It's like, well, if I sub this brown belt, then I'm a brown belt or I'm on his level or I'm on that level, right, of all the brown belts. And I've been guilty of having that feeling. So part of me, you know, you get caught up in all this. This is why belts are so, like, so dumb, you know, because you get caught up in all of this, like, oh, I'm a brown belt, so I shouldn't be caught by a blue belt or white belt or whatever, you know, I'm a black belt, I shouldn't be getting caught by anybody, I'm a purple belt, right? But when reality, we're all humans. We, you know, sometimes, you know, you might meet a black belt that only slept 4 hours and is tired from the other roles the couple days before, right? So you catch him in a submission that you normally would never get him in if he's actually rested, right? So there's a whole bunch of different things that factor into it. But I don't personally think that we as in upper belts should be taking it easier on the lower belts, because that doesn't allow them to really learn. They need to learn how to attack by, you know, fighting amongst their peers, and eventually they're going to get upper belts. They're going to become an upper belt, like a blue belt, purple belt, and then they can attack the white belts, right? And they can learn how to attack on that sense. But for us, they got to learn how to defend, right? So we're doing them a disservice by not attacking them, by not subbing them. We could sub them 4 or 5 times in a round. Maybe not every single round we should do it. Not every single day we should do it. Maybe not every single week. But we should let them know, like, hey, this is possible. Right. And then it just gives them something to think about. And then you go back and you can let them work and let them do their stuff. But it has to be a mixture. You can't just always allow them to do what they want to do all the time. And honestly, I've been guilty of letting this happen. And it's so boring for me. It's just like, why am I even training? Like, I come here and what am I doing? What am I doing? You know, I do it because it's exercise and everything like that. But it's not fun. But then when you start realizing, like, all right, let me just catch and release, let me just do certain things, and after a while even that becomes, you know, a little bit challenging, if you will. But the biggest thing is encouraging them as an upper belt, encourage the lower belts, coach them, teach them something, tell them what you're doing to them, even if it's new, even if you just figured out how to do it and it worked, teach them, tell them, because that's the only way you're going to really get better. And you know it, and you're happy when upper belts, when you were a lower belt, when upper belts took you under their wing and they started sharing information with you, right, and teaching you like moves or showing you things that they did, right, to you, and you're like, oh snap. And then they're like doing against their peers, and you know, and they're getting better from it, and now they're defending you and they're giving you a little bit of a harder time, but it's pushing you to be a better version of yourself too. So should we go easy on them? No, because it's only going to hurt everybody. That's my take on this. You know, I just talked it out with you guys. Thanks for listening. And I really do believe that. What do you guys think, though? Am I off on something? Should I be... Am I missing something? You know? Let me know in the comments. All right. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.